story 8. Do you want to hear
that? Okay, yeah.
One of the most important parts of my life was joining the learning curve, where I met my teacher, Dr. William Fry. This was a class that met every week. I took many sessions for many years, and all the things I missed studying and learning about in college, I learned from Dr. Fry. He taught literature and the classics. He taught us about the authors who lived in New York and met at the famous Round Table in the 1920s, among them Dorothy Parker, Robert Benchley, and George F. Kaufman, and authors who lived in the South. We were learning not only about the classics, but history, what was going on, and the problems in the Deep South. Not just Faulkner, but the works of Eudora Welty, Frederick Douglass, and Langston Hughes. Then there were the poets he loved and introduced us to. His very favorite poetess was Emily Dickinson. And of course, Edgar Allan Poe and Edmund St. Vincent Millay. We not only learned about the authors themselves, but sometimes there would be two authors that fell in love or hated each other, and we would learn their stories, like F. Scott Fitzgerald and Zelda, Hemingway, friends and also foes. We learned about stories from John Steinbeck, The Grapes of Wrath, about the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma. Through the pens of the authors, we gained understanding and insight about other lives and experiences. I'm so thankful and grateful to Bill Fry for encouraging me to keep reading and learning in my later life. I am still interested in learning more and reading as much as I can.
That's a nice one.
And this is...